Welcome to the State Department. Please be seated. We are delighted and honored to host such a distinguished gathering, Vice President Biden, Dr. Biden, and I. Welcome our special guests, especially President Hu Jintao and the distinguished members of the Chinese delegation. I am delighted to have this opportunity to welcome so many members of Congress and members of the President's Cabinet, including Secretary of Defense Gates, Attorney General Holder, Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack, Secretary of Commerce Locke, Secretary of Energy Chu, Secretary of Homeland Security Napolitano, and U.S. Trade Representative Kirk.
大家下午好, 欢迎大家做客国务院。 副总统拜登, 拜登博士和我, 深感荣幸。 能够在这里接待如此尊贵的代表团，那我想特别欢迎在座的贵宾胡锦涛主席及中国代表团一行。今天在座的还有国会议员、总统内阁成员，包括国防部长盖兹、司法部长赫尔德、农业部长威尔萨克、商业部长罗家辉、能源部长朱棣汶、国土安全部部长纳珀利。
As you can tell, we are eating lunch a little late. So we are anxious to provide some nourishment to our guests who have traveled so far to be with us. And it is my pleasure now to introduce my friend and our Vice President, Vice President Biden.
我知道我们的时间已经很晚了，为了给远道而来的朋友能够共进午餐，我想在此邀请我的好朋友拜登副总统上台致辞。Thank
you very much, Madam Secretary. It's an honor to welcome such distinguished guests from the Chinese delegation, particularly you, Mr. President.
非常感谢国务卿女士，谢谢能够在这里欢迎中国代表团的贵宾，特别是胡锦涛主席，感到十分的荣幸。
I also acknowledge my American colleagues here today who worked so many successful administrations, in so many successful administrations, and have made such meaningful contributions to this relationship, including the man sitting directly to my right and below me, Dr. Kissinger.
那么在此，我也想感谢今天在座的一些美国的同事，他们分别公职于前几届政府期间，为我们关系的这种进展做出了非常有意义的贡献。
Mr. President, I'd like to thank you for mentioning earlier today Vice President Xi's kind invitation for me to visit China this summer. Please tell him I accept.
朱一先生，我要借此感谢您今天早些时候提到的习副主席对我的盛情邀请，请我在今年夏天访问中国，我高兴地接受邀请。
I gladly accept, and I'm looking forward to hosting the Vice President later this year when he comes here.
我高兴地接受邀请，并且也期盼着在其后，在今年呢接待习副主席。As
President Obama occasionally reminds me, I've been around a long time.
奥巴马总统不时地提醒我说，我从政时间可不算短了。
I was here with other people in this room 32 years ago when Vice Premier Deng Xiaoping led a historic visit to the United States, an event not unlike today's.
那么32年前，当邓小平副总理率团对美国进行历史性的访问的时候，我就正如一些在座的其他同事一样，就已经在华盛顿了。而那次访问就像今天的活动一样的盛大。I
can literally recall how Newsweek magazine described the visit. They said, a turning point in the affairs of the modern world.
我还清楚地记得《新闻周刊》把那次访问称为现代世界事务的转折点。A
few months later, I had the opportunity to be among the first members of Congress in the delegation led by Frank Church and Jacob Javits to visit after that state dinner.
那么几个月以后, 我有幸成为我们两国关系正常化以后的最早访华的国会议员之一。我跟我一起去的还有 Frank Church 和 Jacko 先生。
Even back then, there was a debate about whether a rising China was in the interest of the United States and the world.
即使在那个时候，已经有人在辩论一个崛起的中国是否符合美国的利益和世界的利益。
I believe then, and I'm even more convinced now, that a rising China is an incredibly positive development for not only China, but the United States and the rest of the world.
我那个时候就相信，如今也相信，中国的崛起是积极的发展，不但对中国，不但对美国，同时对世界各国都是有利的。
I admit my view is born out of my overwhelming confidence in the capability of the American people and a confidence that a prosperous China benefits not only the Chinese citizens, but other nations as well.
当然我要承认，我正是出于对美国人民的能力所持有的无限信心，出于对繁荣的中国不但有利于中国人民，而且有利于其他国家这种信念而有这样的观点的。
The lone concern I had then, and remains my concern now, is that instability in this relationship could arise only from mutual misunderstanding as to our respective countries' intentions and our domestic needs.
而我当年唯一的担心，如今仍旧是我的担心，这就是我们这种关系中的不稳定，只能来自针对我们各自的意图和国内需要而发生的相互的误解。
That's why I'm convinced, Mr. President, that face-to-face bilateral meetings like this, and the ones you've had last night and earlier today, and will have again tonight, are so important.
而主席先生，正因如此，像眼前这种面对面的双边会谈，就像昨天晚上、今天上午以及今天下午这样的这种双边会谈，极其重要。
President Hu noted earlier in the Oval Office today that this was his eighth face-to-face meeting with President Obama in 2 years.
胡主席，正如今天早些时候您在椭圆办公室所说的，这是您和奥巴马总统两年来的第八次会晤。
And I think those meetings are bearing fruit. Our discussions so far andSince the beginning of the meetings with the President have been straightforward and collegial.
那我们的讨论到目前都十分直率和友善。
And I'm absolutely convinced if we continue to work at it, there are exceptional opportunities for economic growth and promotion of peace in the world as a consequence of this relationship.
那么我坚信，只要我们继续努力，促进世界经济发展和世界和平。就不乏良机，我们的这种关系就能够给我们带来结果。
On the last day of that landmark visit 32 years ago, Vice Premier Deng offered an inspiring wish for the future. He said, and I quote, "May the Chinese and American people live in friendship from generation to generation, and may they always safeguard world peace together."
邓小平副总理32年前。在他访美行程的最后一天，就未来表达了一个启迪人心的愿望。那我现在引用他的这句话，他说：“愿中美两国人民世代友好，愿两国共保世界和平。”
I want to thank all of those working so hard to realize this week, and I'd like now to raise our glass in a toast to many more generations of friendship and peace.
我要为那些为了实现这一愿景而在本周付出辛勤努力的所有人，要让我们世代友好和和平。
President Hu.
尊敬的副总统先生和夫人，尊敬的国务卿女士、女士们、先生们、朋友们，感谢拜登副总统和夫人、克林顿国务卿 为我和我的同事们举行这场宴会。首先，我谨对在座的各位长期以来给予中美关系的关心和支持表示衷心的感谢。
Vice President Biden and Mrs. Biden, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, I wish to thank Vice President and Mrs. Biden and Secretary Clinton for hosting this luncheon for me and my colleagues. To begin with, I would also like to express sincere appreciation to all of you for your abiding commitment to China-US relations.
今年是中美两国重新打开交往大门的40周年。我们还清晰地记得40年前的乒乓外交，基辛格博士的中国之行，清晰地记得39年前尼克松总统跨越太平洋的握手，清晰地记得32年前邓小平先生在美国进行的早春之旅。这些重大事件见证了中美两国人民打破隔绝、延续友谊的历史进程。
This year marks the 40th anniversary since China and the United States reopened the door to each other. We cherish fond memories of the ping-pong diplomacy and Dr. Kissinger's trip to China 40 years ago, the handshake across the Pacific between President Nixon and Chinese leaders 39 years ago, and the early spring visit of Mr. Deng Xiaoping to the United States 32 years ago. These momentous events bore witness to the historical process in which the people of our two countries ended estrangement and renewed friendship.
四十年来，中美关系走过了一条不平凡的路。最初，两国领导人隔几年才见一面，但在近两年，我同奥巴马总统就举行了8次会晤。两国建交时，双边贸易额仅20多亿美元，去年超过了3800亿美元。1949年至1972年，两国的人员往来总共不到5000人次。现在，仅旅游者每年就有300万人次，还有12万名中国学生在美国学习，有2万多名美国学生在中国学习。中美建交时，两国姐妹省州友城的数量是零。现在，双方已建立起36对友好省州、161对友好城市关系。
China-US relations have traveled an extraordinary path in the past 4 decades. In the beginning, leaders of our two countries would meet only once every few years. Yet in the past 2 years alone, President Obama and I have met 8 times. Bilateral trade was just over $2 billion when we established the diplomatic ties, but it exceeded $380 billion last year. Between 1949 and 1972, the total number of people who visited each other's countries was less than 5,000. Today, 3 million tourists travel between the two countries every year, not to mention the 120,000 Chinese students in the United States and over 20,000 American students in China. There was no sister province state and sister city relationship at the start of our diplomatic relations, but now there are 36 pairs of sister provinces states and 161 pairs of sister cities.
福经追昔，我们感慨万千。没有共同战略利益，没有对世界和平稳定繁荣的共同追求，就不会有今天的中美交流合作。见往知来，我们有理由对中美关系的未来发展充满信心。
Reviewing the past gives us a lot of food for thought. Without shared strategic interests and without a common pursuit of world peace, stability, and prosperity, China-U.S. exchanges and cooperation would not have come this far. Looking ahead, we have every reason to be confident about the future of our relations.
今天上午，我同奥巴马总统举行了会谈，就中美关系及共同关心的重大国际和地区问题深入交换意见，达成广泛共识。最重要的共识就是，面对新形势、新挑战，双方应该在发展两国关系方面拿出新的思路和举措，进一步推进积极合作全面的中美关系，致力于共同努力建设相互尊重、互利共赢的中美合作伙伴关系。
This morning I held talks with President Obama. We had an in-depth exchange of views on China-U.S. relations and major international and regional issues of shared interest and reached broad agreement. The most important agreement we reached is that in the face of the new situation and the new challenges, China and the United States should come up with new ideas and measures to further promote the positive, cooperative, and comprehensive China-U.S. relationship and work together to build a cooperative partnership based on mutual respect and mutual benefit.
为此，我们要保持和加强两国多渠道、多形式、多层次的密切沟通，加深相互信任，及时消除误解，不断扩大共识。
To this end, we need to maintain and intensify communication through multiple channels in various forms and at different levels. This will help us deepen mutual trust, remove misunderstandings in a timely fashion, and expand consensus.
为保持两国高层交往势头，双方商定，拜登副总统将于今年的年内访华。我们要深化经贸、能源、环境、反恐、反扩散、执法、人文等双面领域的务实合作，恢复和加强两军对话和交流，积极培育清洁能源、基础设施建设等新的合作增长点，充实两国共同利益基础。
To sustain the momentum of high-level interactions, the two sides have agreed that Vice President Biden will pay a visit to China this year. We need to deepen bilateral practical cooperation in economy and trade, energy, the environment, counterterrorism, non-proliferation, law enforcement, and cultural and people-to-people exchanges, resume and enhance military-to-military dialogue and exchanges, and actively nurture new areas of cooperation such as clean energy and infrastructure development, thus cementing the foundation of our common interests.
我们要更多地体现相互尊重精神，尊重对方对社会制度和发展道路的选择，尊重对方主权、领土完整和发展利益。我们要共同发挥负责任、建设性大国的作用，为促进亚太地区乃至世界的和平、稳定、繁荣做出更大的贡献。我们要让两国人民更广泛地参与中美关系的发展，不断夯实支持中美关系发展的社会和民意基础。
We need to better demonstrate the spirit of mutual respect, respecting each other's choice of social system and development path, and each other's sovereignty, territorial integrity, and development interests. We need to work together to play our role as responsible and constructive major countries, and make greater contribution to peace, stability, and prosperity in the Asia-Pacific region and the world. And we need to encourage more Chinese and Americans to get involved in the growth of our relations so as to solidify the social basis and public support for stronger China-U.S. relations.
以上就是我同奥巴马总统达成的基本共识。希望并相信这些共识 及其落实将给中美关系的发展注入强劲动力，推动中美关系沿着正确的方向继续向前发展。
The above are the main areas of agreement that President Obama and I have reached. I hope and believe that our agreement and its implementation will lend a strong impetus to China-US relationship and push it forward along the right track.
现在我提议为拜登副总统和夫人，为克林顿国务卿女士，为在座的各位朋友的健康，为中美两国人民的友谊干杯。
Now, I would like to propose a toast to the health of Vice President and Mrs. Biden, to the health of Secretary Clinton, to the health of all our friends present, and to the friendship between our two peoples. Cheers.
Farewell.
Indeed.
Now we get to eat.
I think so.